Hello?
Hey, this is Jonathan from Roadside Assistance. Hey, I wanted to know, do you have a claim number? Did they already give you a claim number or anything?
No.
No? Okay. 'Cause my supervisor came around and saw the ticket I was working on, and he told me that I need to follow by a protocol, and I'm not really supposed to be, setting up the ticket under this. And I was trying to see if you had a claim or number or anything. We're trying to see if we can work something out.
You want me to give it to you? Yeah.
I don't. Am I able to give you a call back?
Yeah, so you're looking to get a call back like later tonight or like tomorrow?
I can give you a call. How late are you working?
This is a 24/7 building, so any agent can pick up the ticket.
Okay. Yeah, I will do that for you, and get you the claim number.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, it wouldn't let me go to the next screen when I tried to do it.
And it redirect
It
you
just,
straight here.
it re yeah, it just, I mean, if I could send you a screenshot, I would, but it gives me, give us a call. We may have other options available to you. So I'm doing it right now. So I go in. Which type of claim would you like to file? Auto. Before we go any further, do you need a tow truck? Yes, please. Let's talk. You may be eligible for services. Give us a call. And then that's it. That's my only option.
All right, here, give me 1 second. I'm trying to write all this down for you.
And you're still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. We're trying to work something out. I'm letting him know everything he had told me.
Okay, no problem.
All right. He's telling me to transfer you to the client's department. Let's see here. And he's giving me the number to give you the direct transfer to. And then he's telling me to make sure that you press option 2.
That's what I pressed. So, I mean, I've been in this loop, and it shows that they close at 9 if they are open on Sundays. But it kept directing me back to you. So when I click on give us a call, it goes directly to you. So, I mean, I was in a loop for 45 minutes before I got anybody on the line. And then before I connected with you, I talked to another associate, and she said, press option 2. I pressed option 2. You're going to receive a text message to file a claim. I click file a claim. Do you need a tow? Yes. Okay, give us a call. And then I get directed back to you. So it was like the same thing.
All right, I'm letting my supervisor know all this right now. You said you're using a loop. This is like your third. So I'm the third person who told you to, you know, press option 2, right?
You're the second person. Cause the
second
person,
okay.
She transferred me over, and she said press option 2. I pressed option 2, and then I get the link, okay, to file your claim. When I go file the claim, it asks me if I need tow. So then I press yes, and then give us a call, and then it directs me back to you, and then that's when I got you on the line.
All right, let's see.
Yeah, well, it's broken 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, you can use gas 24 hours a day.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, we're trying to see what we should do, because we're trying to see why it is doing that. We're not really, you know, a part of Mercury. We're just roadside assistants. But we're trying to figure out why
yeah.
is it, you know, directing you back to us when you need to get the claim and get the claim number and everything. So it's kind of odd.
screenshot.
All right, my supervisor did tell me that, you know, unfortunately, I cannot finish up the ticket because I'm not supposed to be creating accident dispatches like this through the Mercury system, and it's only supposed to be done through the automated system when you're doing an auto claim.
Okay, if I'm able to get a claim number, are you able to then dispatch it?
Through the Mercury accident line, they will be able to dispatch it.
Oh my gosh. I just, because we cannot leave this vehicle in the middle of the street. This is now going on 2 hours. So I'm kind of stuck here. What are my options? I want to get this vehicle out of the middle of the street.
Let's see. Trying to see what I can do. Let's see.
Because the other party, they're already gone, and they're the ones that hit my mom. And we're still stuck here.
You said it was in the middle of, like, where the bus line is at?
Yes, that's where it's at.
All right, my supervisor said that you can call 911 if the car is still blocking any type of traffic or anything.
Okay, I just need to know how much it would cost to get a tow truck, okay? I'm getting a little upset now. I've been very patient, but this is ridiculous. It's not my fault that it's not allowing me to file the claim that it's directing me to you. I want to get this vehicle out of the middle of the road. We've been waiting 2 hours. I've been very patient, but telling me that I need to call 911 or I need to figure out how to file a claim so that when nobody's working, you know that they're closed. I need to know how I can get this vehicle out of the middle of the street. If you want to put me on the phone with your supervisor, put me on the phone with your supervisor.
Sure, I can get you transferred.
I'm not a mean person, and I'm not trying to be rude to you. I know you're just doing your job, but this is ridiculous. The person that hit my mom's car is already gone, and we're still sitting here 2 hours later. If we have to pay for it and get reimbursed by Mercury, that's fine, then that's what I'll do. But I'm not going to sit here and make me figure it out what I'm supposed to do. Not to mention, this is not the safest location. There's a lot of homeless people. There's a lot of action over here at this gas station. I would like to get home.
All right, I will be transferring you to a supervisor. I do apologize. I tried my best to see what I can do for you. Yeah, because I had went over protocol. I tried to get a dispatch for you, but I went over protocol, so I kind of got in trouble with this.
Okay, not a problem.
I'm not sure what the escalation manager would do.
I put me on the phone with the supervisor.
All right, give me 1 second. I transfer you now.
Thank you.